Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Kathleen Taylor, a member of the Knoxville Community Chorus, about the upcoming event. Can you tell me what event is coming up and when it will be?
Well, the Knoxville Community Chorus will be having a concert in April. It's the week after Easter, so you can bring your family or a favorite or loved one with you on Friday, April 14th at 7 p.m. or on Sunday at 2 p.m. on the 16th of April. And those will both be at the United Methodist Church in Knoxville, Iowa. That's 313 East Montgomery Street. We've often have our concerts there. And one of the reasons is they have such a nice, wonderful organ and a lot of space for our people to come and sing. Our first song is going to be Good News. It's a spiritual, which is pretty exciting. And then after that, we're going to do a Lennon McCartney piece. And that was arranged by Lojeski. And it includes Ubla Dee, Penny Lane, When I'm 64, and one or two other songs. So a lot of people will recognize that. After that, we have Yezu, Joy of Man's Desiring by J.S. Bach. And the one thing that's really neat about that, Christine Myers will be playing that on the organ, so it's quite lovely. I'm sure you've heard it at weddings. I know I walked down the aisle when I left to that. And then there will be two songs by the men, Abide With Me and Just a Little Walk. And then the women, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, and also Soon It's Gonna Rain. That was very popular a long time ago with a guy named Perry Como. After that, we'll be singing Catch a Falling Star. That was very popular a long time ago. And Back Bay Shuffle, just very simple, happy, easy to sing along song, Back Bay Shuffle. After that, we have one very short piece, which is so beautiful. It is Locusiste, the lovely harmonies of that. Following that, we will have the Speak Softly Love. And some of you might remember the most haunting, beautiful song that came out of the movies The Godfather. And after that, we have an earworm for you. Praise His Holy Name. Very exciting, and another religious song, but by Keith Hampton. And you will recognize this if you have any kids who ever sang in children's chorus or in the Hallelujah Chorus. It's really a fun piece. Now, after that, we have Hallelujah Chorus by Michael. Now, this one is a combination of the Hallelujah Chorus and Michael wrote The Boat to Shore by Steve Waters. He arranged it, and it's kind of humorous. After that, we have Hark, I Hear the Harps Eternal, and that's beautiful. Lots of harmonies, and about eight parts in that. And then after that, we have She Is So Dear. That is pretty much like a madrigal. So if you remember singing madrigals in high school, that's what it sounds like. And the show is titled The Greatest Showman, because we're going to do three songs out of the movie. If you happen to see The Greatest Showman that was in the movies 2 or 3 years ago, This Is Me, A Million Dreams, and From Now On. And if you remember, The Greatest Showman was all about people coming out as a person and being and having a dream. And so they are very exciting songs for us to end with. And then after the concert, we will have refreshments in the basement of the Methodist Church. And of course, there's an elevator, so if anyone has trouble walking the steps, feel free to use the elevator. And that is sponsored by Marion County Bank. And then we will have a free will offering, because concerts are very expensive. It's hard to believe, but putting on a concert is about $1,500 by the time you pay for music and your accompanists and your directors. It adds up, and a little bit for the ladies who serve the punch.
It sounds like it's a good mixture of music, right?
Excuse me?
It sounds like it's a good mixture of music.
Well, you know, there's always a variety, and this one is just very exciting.
So what are some of the varieties of what people will hear in this one?
They're going to hear some pop. They'll hear some Bach. They'll hear a madrigal. Those are all different. And a couple of religious, but very upbeat.
How many people are in the Knoxville Community Chorus?
How many? I think there's around 40 this year. We have all ages, and lots of ladies, lots of men, and there's some kids now, young kids who are singing, which is pretty neat.
And Kathleen, I know you've been in the chorus, I think you told me, around 40 years the last time we talked.
Yes, exactly. I started the second year. I don't think we were in town before that. So it's been one of the things I do on Tuesday night, and we always encourage, if you really like to sing, you should consider joining us, because we just have a lot of fun. And I think one of our friends has joined us last year, and she said, well, I don't think we just mainly sing. I thought there would be more chattering. And I noticed with my friend saying, you know, I think she's really enjoying this even more this time than she did last time. And there's a lot of laughs and a lot of family. And it just becomes partly your family. And so we encourage people who used to be in choir to please come and join us for the concert, because we just love to see the people who have decided they don't want to get out at late at night anymore, you know, with the concert prep. And come to the concert. Come and sing with us. Enjoy. There might be one old song that you would recognize, and you could sing along.
Roughly how long is the programs?
Oh, I didn't. Let me see. Well, it'll be an hour for sure.
Is there anything else you want to add?
There'll be songs from different ages. There will be men's songs, and there will be women's songs. And I think it's a really good one to enjoy. Come, bring your mother. Bring your favorite girl.
Thanks to Kathleen Taylor for joining us on today's People's Bank. Let's talk Knoxville. People's Bank in Knoxville, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Indianola, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.